Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty J.
Well, thank you, Max Armstrong. Always an honor to have that legend doing our intros. I remember as a rookie morning show host in small town USA, Max and Orion Samuelson sending out cassettes from WGN Chicago for us to dub over to Cart Machine or Reel to Reel. Yeah, that's how old I am. Great shows like This Week in Agribusiness and the U.S. Farm Report were staples in small town radio markets, and talking to him to this day is like shooting the, breeze with Michael Jordan himself.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Practice. Yesterday at the CME in Chicago, 'twas a good day indeed. December live cattle gain 427 at 218.47. Feb fats plus 487 at 222.42. That's Jim Dandy and Jolly Good Show. But the nation's top fat cattle sale at Stockman's Livestock in Yankton, South Dakota, had 25 head of 1,760-pound steers topped a charts at 230. A package of Iowa steers boomed at 235.75. I like it. On the feeder cattle side of the equation, Jan feeders plus 880 at 329.87. March calves gained 840 at 323.92, whilst April contracts at 323.30. But things are always mo better in the country. North Platte stack yards had 855-pound heifers off the 10 bar hit 347. 180 head of 585-pound black steers off the minor spread sizzled at 480 at the NPS. Incredible time to be in the cattle biz. If you got cattle, that is, here's your chance.
Get some, baby!
Massive sale week coming up before the Christmas bottleneck at our fantastic 15 reporting barns. Dodge City, Kansas, Bassett, Nebraska, Albion, Nebraska, Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyard, Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota, South Dakota's Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's of Yankton all will have sales today, proffering some of the best bovines that walk this planet. Then Thursday, the action moves to feeder calf specials in Mobridge, South Dakota, and Napoleon, North Dakota. Spring calf special Friday at St. Ange Livestock in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. See video details of these sales, and we have some pretty cool videos too at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. It's a Wild West for show. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri-County Stockyard, Mobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyard, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Here's Bryce Dibbern with the Livestock Marketing Association.
The Common Ground Coalition was formed to unite the livestock industry. We need to get some wins. The industry has been really good about playing defense. It's time to start playing some offense and take some steps in the right direction. There has never been a better way to make a positive impact on the livestock industry than right now by just signing on to the coalition. If you guys go to the commongroundcoalition.net, it's simple. It takes 5 to 10 seconds. It is going to make a huge impact. Time is now. commongroundcoalition.net.